Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to get into our conversations, but we definitely kept in touch. We would only go, we probably, the most we went without talking was like a couple weeks when he was in Hawaii and traveling and doing his thing. But, we've grown close over the last 3.5 years. He's somebody that I respect and, really care for. And I think, his perspective on life and, how he goes about his business is similar to how I feel and the energy that I want to put in the world when I get up in the morning too. So, it's been a blessing for us to be able to connect and try to lead this team to hopefully get a championship this year.
One of the reasons is it?
Well, obviously, for me, it's about the man first, right? Like I wanted, whatever he was going through personally, mentally, to sort through those things and take the necessary time to do that. I think, often people outside that aren't in our position that, have never felt the fire, the scrutiny, the criticism, they're gonna feel a certain way, right? And, he mentioned it, about the mental health aspect of it. Like, that's huge, And I think part of what I've been able to do for so long is because of my mental fortitude and how I've been able to, in a way, stay in my zone, right? And never getting too high or too low and just always being solid. And I think, for him to do it the way he did, not be loud about it, obviously, I think everybody was nervous, right? Even me being close to him, there was times where, we didn't even talk ball, we just talked life. And I think that was more so just to kind of put things in perspective because, we'd have to be ready for whatever might happen. But hindsight is 2020. We're here now, and I'm happy that it is this way. So I don't want to spend too much time talking about what if. We're all here and, definitely 100% bought in, and, we're going to get a job done. So excited about that.